All right, what's good, y'all? What is it? Saturday night here. It's probably like 2 a.m. I finally got done watching this Warriors-Spurs game. I don't get a lot of watch these things, a lot of these games live. I'm not going to bring you a highlight video tomorrow because, frankly, there were no highlights, right? For those of you that watched the game, there were no Warrior highlights tonight. But I did want to share with y'all my thoughts on the game. And, man, I'm a Warriors fan. I try to be not... You know, I try to see things objectively because, you know, being an aspiring member of the media, but man, you know what I mean? I've cared about this team for so long and I'm so passionate about the team, man, that, you know, I'm going to feel some type of way, man. And the shit was so ugly tonight. So y'all want my hot take from the game? My hot take from the game is Steve Kerr has lost this basketball team one way or another. Now, we've all heard about the Andre Iguodala comments. He was talking about the NBA when he said Massa. And, you know, you want dumb nigga shit, I'm going to give you dumb nigga shit and all that stuff. But if you look at his face and his tone and you watch the videos, to me, contextually, he felt some type of way and it wasn't just about the NBA. Now, we've heard the complaints, the subtle complaints, the whispers about the lack of the pick and roll and some of that. You know, obviously the guys seem to like Steve Kerr's personality, but tonight, you know, you say, well, it's a throwaway game. Their bench is better than our bench. We got a lot of young rookies, but 30 motherfucking points, man. You know, it was basically a 25-30 point game the whole damn game, right? Sean Livingston, shame on you, S-Dot. Fuck you, motherfucker. Get gone, man. You soft. I've had enough. I've seen enough of this. It hadn't been a slump. It's been all year, man. You too soft. You too weak. This was the type of game where you need to bring in and show your veteran leadership. Mike Barnes tried. He just ain't got the skill set to do it. He's not a scorer. Livingston, you could have done something, man. Motherfucker got up like 6 shots. So I'm done with Livingston. He can kick rocks. I'll trade him for a bag of Doritos. Mind you, it's 2 a.m. I've had a little something to drink and I'm pissed off, but I'm still going to share with y'all these exclusive hot takes. So fuck S-Dot. Looney's too slow to finish, man. You know, you want to like Looney. You feel bad for his situation, right? Obviously, the hip surgeries out of UCLA. And you want to like Looney, man, but he's just too slow and plodding. He rebounds just fine, but he can't even get up over the rim. He can't finish around the basket. Shout out Ian Clark, the one dude that came and brought it. No, I'll take that back. He wasn't the one dude. Zaza played hard. Zaza, Ian Clark, and Matt Barnes, I have no problem with their efforts. P-Mac played like a deer in headlights, real disappointed with him, man. I expected him to show a lot more, man. But how do you let, did you see some, I never seen some of these dudes in my life. The one dude, the Latvian, was like 5 of 5 from downtown. But like I said, I didn't expect to win this game. But to be down 30 points for the majority of the game and the body language and the energy coming from this young Warriors roster lets me know they don't play hard for Steve Kerr. So somewhere along the lines in these last few weeks, my take is that Steve Kerr has lost the team. Moving forward, obviously, we'll be in the playoffs. It looks like it's going to be the 2 seed. It looks like it's going to be a first-round matchup with the Memphis Grizzlies, who we all know give us a ton of trouble with their 2 bigs. Will KD even be back for that? We're going to have to run out some sort of lineup of Zaza and Looney at the 4, David West at the 4. I don't even know, man. Shit's troublesome. But, you know, I want to remain positive. I know that, you know, hope is still alive. KD can come back. But right now, again, a quick hot take after this game is I think Steve Kerr's lost it. But here's what I forgot to mention. Here's where I really lost my goddamn mind with Steve Kerr. Those of you that don't know, I'm a youth basketball coach. I've done it for a couple years. I know it's on an extremely low level compared to the NBA. But I look at things from a coach's perspective a lot of the time. Coming out of the half, down about 22 points or whatever it was, you saw Patty Mills looking like Pistol Pete Maravich, the fucking Andres Biedrin's cat looking like, you know, I don't know, prime Detlef Shrimp. The shit was disgusting. Lisa Salters goes, I talked to Steve Kerr coming out of the locker room, and Steve, what did you tell the, you know, this Warrior team coming out at halftime? And she goes, Steve told him, good job. Good job. I've had enough. I had enough of that shit. I've had enough of the players coach, the build the confidence shit. I don't care who you are, what type, I don't care if you're LeBron James, I don't care if you're Ian Clark or you're Kevon Looney. Sometimes you need to look a motherfucker in the face and say, you playing like shit, step the fuck up. And Steve Kerr doesn't seem capable of doing that shit. And I'm sick and tired of it. That's it for now. I'm out, y'all.